My brother and I looked at the numbers and said, not so sure we want to pay that.
Right.
But word got out in Muskegon that the precious Port City Princess was leaving town. The only people that could save it were the McKee boys if they
exercised
their right of first refusal and matched the price. And Max and I looked at each other and thought, what the heck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Total Michigan, where we interview ordinary Michiganders doing some pretty extraordinary things. I'm your host, Cliff DuVinois. So I'm in Muskegon. Muskegon has got miles and miles and miles of shoreline, which means they have a ton of boats. They have a ton of ships. And in doing the research for the area, trying to figure out who I would like to interview, this one place popped up because it is just crazy popular with people who like to spend time on the water. So with that being said, today I want to introduce you to the president of Aquastar Cruises, and that would be Patrick McKee. Patrick, how are you?
Fine. Thanks, Clifford. Glad to have you here in Muskegon today.
Oh, it's an absolutely beautiful day. And right now, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, we're actually sitting on the deck of the Aquastar and getting ready for a new season here. So, Patrick, if you would, just tell us real quick, what is Aquastar Cruises?
Aquastar Cruises is a tour boat providing cruises, public and private, on Muskegon Lake and Lake Michigan. We go out Wednesdays through Sundays, and the boat has a capacity of 150 passengers, two decks, two bars, and it's a lot of fun if you're in the Muskegon area, because if you don't have a boat and you want to get out on the water, Aquastar's the way to do it and watch a beautiful West Michigan sunset.
Definitely, yes. And Patrick, if you would, just tell us, where are you from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up, like you, on the east side of the state.
Okay.
But always had a connection here to Muskegon with a family business and cousins. And so I've been coming to Muskegon since the 1970s with a family business we have here at the Mart Dock, where the Aquastar departs from. So here we are at the Mart Dock. That's my connection here with Muskegon, but I did grow up Detroit area.
Okay. So now let me ask you this question here. At what point, because from what I understand, your family has been on the water. Now, you were talking about your grandfather, you were talking about your dad. Is that how you got interested in being on the water?
I guess you could say I fell into it that way, yeah. I always had a fascination with the company I'm with here. Is 100 years old and has been involved in commercial shipping since throughout that time, as well as some other endeavors. So the Aquastar, which we started in 2018, was sort of a natural progression.
Is this something where you said, you know what, I want to get into the family business? Did you try to go off on your own and be an accountant or something like that first? When did you join the family business?
I joined in 1991. Prior to that, I was working in Boulder, Colorado at a cross-cultural training company, believe it or not. This company, before the world really went global, there was a company in Boulder that trained people on their overseas assignments. And major multinational companies like GM or GE would send their business people to Boulder to learn about the country they were going to, whether it was Brazil or Belgium. We teach them business practices, culture, how to get around the city, basically how to not make a fool of yourself at a cocktail party to avoid cultural clashes. And I was in marketing for that company. So the fellows who ran it were ex-Peace Corps guys and very worldly. And I'll say out of college, that was a fascinating business to get into. Later, I met a gal from Michigan and thought,
famous last words.
And my name's Patrick. Her name's Patty. We thought it was a match made in heaven. So I moved back to Michigan in 91. I got married and worked in another part of the business, the parent company of the Aquastar. And when the Aquastar started in 2018, that's when I focused on this.
Nice. Now, where did you go to college?
University of Colorado, Boulder.
Oh, interesting. And what did you study when you were there?
Economics.
Interesting. What was it about economics?
It just came to me. One of those ones I seemed to do well at. There were some great professors there that were well-known that I wanted to learn from. It seemed better than basket weaving, I guess.
Definitely. So you moved back to Michigan. You're getting into the family business. And now, was this something that your grandfather started?
Yes, my grandfather and his brother started the business in 1924, so primarily as a mining company, but also shipping that later came in the 30s, and passenger vessels. They operated the Milwaukee Clipper that departed from this very dock where the Aquastar is now berthed. And the Milwaukee Clipper, now a museum on Muskegon Lake, is another fascinating sight to see if you happen to be in the area. It's open for tours in the summer. As far as other passenger vessels, I guess you could say that, yeah, it's in our DNA. It was a bit before my time, but the company also operated a vessel called the Aquarama, which carried 2,500 passengers and was a ship that ran between Detroit and Muskegon, Detroit and Cleveland in the 50s and 60s. Now, the unique color scheme you see on the Aquastar here is, you might say, a homage to the old Aquarama with its aqua and red colors. It was sort of a streamlined, modern type of styling. So we've given a nod to that with the new Aquastar.
And in addition to, because you were talking before about passengers, was this passengers and automobiles as well?
Or just passengers? The Aquarama in the old days, that famous old vessel, yes, that was passengers and carried autos. The Aquarama carried over 200 automobiles.
Whoa.
Getting back to the Milwaukee Clipper, that also carried 160 automobiles as well as 900 passengers between Milwaukee and Muskegon from the 40s until 1970, its last season.
Man, there has to be some kind of a great appeal to people to take a boat across Lake Michigan versus driving around.
Well, you know, it's a bit of a shortcut, and why not relax and sit back and listen to some music? Now, those days are, in the past, and now there's the Lake Express, but not quite the same. Not the leisurely cruise, more of commuter style, but we've still got the Milwaukee Clipper to visit and take a look as it's permanently moored. Now, on our Aquastar cruises, we pass by the Milwaukee Clipper, so you get a waterfront perspective from it, and its Art Deco stylings are, it's a unique boat, and it's really a very beautiful, streamlined boat that I encourage anybody to visit.
Sure. And so you were talking before about the Milwaukee Clipper, and you had the Aquarama. How did the Aquastar join your fleet of vessels?
Well, I'll go back to a little history about the Aquastar itself. It was built in 1966 and used as a Mackinac Island ferry from 66 to 86 with the Straits Transit Company going between Mackinac City and St. Ignace and Mackinac Island. In the late 80s, it was purchased by a Muskegon family who brought it here and converted it to a dinner cruiser. They named it the Port City Princess, and it ran off our dock here at the Mark Dock for years and years. It was very popular then, and the family that operated it, Sylvia, was in her 80s and decided she'd like to retire. Now, we had a right of first refusal. While it was at our dock.
Yes.
Never really expecting the boat to come our way, but one day Sylvia came waving a contract to my brother and me saying, "Boys, I've got it sold. The Port City Princess is leaving town. It's going to Charlevoix, Michigan. It's been purchased by a group up there, and they're going to operate it on Lake Charlevoix. And now if you want to exercise your right of first refusal, here you go." My brother and I looked at the numbers and said, not so sure. We want to pay that.
Right.
But word got out in Muskegon that the precious Port City Princess was leaving town. The only people that could save it were the McKee boys if they
exercise
their right of first refusal and match the price. And Max and I looked at each other and thought, what the heck? You know, passenger boat business is in our DNA, you might say. It's not something we were used to. Now, we operate several tugs and barges on the Great Lakes, and in the past we've moved stone and sand and iron ore and coal. That's a little different than passengers. And rocks don't talk back.
No, they don't.
But we thought, hey, this will be fun. And it's a good thing for Muskegon. Let's do it. first thing we did was come up with a plan to rename the boat. And we had a contest on the radio, and there were many great entries. Two that we really liked that stood out were the Akarama 2. Someone understood the history and remember the old Akarama. It was actually part of the Muskegon skyline for years and years, as it sat in the Mark dock for decades, really.
Right.
And another entry that we liked was the Marine Star, which was the former name of the old Aquarama. We thought, hey, you know what? Let's award two grand prizes, and we'll name two winners, and we'll combine the name Aquarama and Marine Star and call it the Aqua Star. And that's how the name came to be. So now we've been sailing since 2018. But to start out, we had a gala event at the Mark Dock with Miss Michigan, Emily Sioma.
Yes.
And if you remember her, we christened the boat with my brother Max's daughters, Maria and Caroline, and my daughter Jane and Miss Michigan. And then they smacked that bottle across the bow. The Aqua Star was born.
Nice. Now, to take a step back here, when this lady owned it, retired at the age of 80, which cracks me up.
83.
Okay, all right. Who's counting? So she's got this boat, and you're talking about, like, word is spreading that the boat's going to leave, and it seems like the general area just wasn't none too happy about that. What kind of impression does that give the Port Princess to the local community?
I've heard it described this boat as one of the gems of Muskegon, and I think it is. I think if you come out on and you want to have a nice relaxing time, or you want to rent it for a event, a wedding or a corporate event or a party, it gets a lot of people together, and there's nothing like that boat water atmosphere. You know,
you get
music happening and whatever mood you want. If you want mellow reggae, or you want it rocking on the dance floor, you know, we'll read the mood and we can do it all. And mostly people just like to relax and go out and have a drink at our bar, watch the sunset. And it's an enjoyable thing. And we're it's a kind of a fun business. We enjoy it. And the crew seems to have a good time. Of course, safety first, and that's the most concerning thing. We have a well-trained crew and experienced and knowledgeable captains. So it's if anyone wants to come out for a cruise, you can see our schedule at aquastarcruises.com. And we offer several cruises that are themed, that are very popular. Our Polynesian Adventure Cruise, where we have the Pacific Island dancers performing their traditional hulas. And of course, everyone gets a lei as they come on board, and we have a limbo contest and give away some prizes for trivia. And then we've got a Parrot Head cruise with two dudes in flip-flops. Now, that's very popular. They get the crowd into it, and we offer beer specials on Land Shark beer. We try to get in the spirit of it, and that is always a benefit to help the Alzheimer's Association. The two dudes in flip-flops, that's one of their pet projects, and we back them with $5 from each ticket going to the Alzheimer's Association after that cruise. And I also offer up several raffles with proceeds going towards Alzheimer's Association for that. We've got, of course, our 4th of July cruise, where you get the best seat in the house for the 4th of July fireworks over Muskegon Lake.
Yes.
That one, that sells out quickly every year. And some of the other ones we have, we do a lot of benefit cruises, which we're happy to do for the Wounded Warriors Project, for the Humane Society, for AgeWell Services, YMCA, the Civic Theater, the Muskegon Civic Theater, with our cabaret cruise, many, many themed cruises. We even have a whale watching cruise that we had last year that was very popular.
Oh, nice.
Now, we're not guaranteeing you're going to see whales, but you know, you might win a t-shirt that says you were on the whale watching cruise.
Nice. For our audience, we're going to take a quick break and thank our sponsors. When we come back, Patrick's going to share a little bit more about the Aqua Star, and we'll also talk about what you can expect when you come here. We'll see you after the break. Are you enjoying these amazing stories? Michigan is full of people that are doing some pretty extraordinary things. If you want these amazing stories sent directly to your inbox, head over to totalmichigan.com enter your email address, and get them today. What are you going to get? I'm glad you asked. First, you're going to join our awesome Michigan community. Second, you will get an email that includes the top five interviews from the show sent directly to your inbox. This is going to include the powerful lessons that we've learned from these amazing people. Third, you're going to get exclusive behind-the-scenes information about the show. There's a lot of things that are happening to grow this movement beyond the confines of just a radio show and a podcast. You'll get advance notice of upcoming guests and early access to their interviews. You'll also get a link to our Facebook group. Now, to get all these goodies, just head over to totalmichigan.com/join. Enter your email address and join our community today. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Total Michigan, where we interview ordinary Michiganders doing some pretty extraordinary things. I'm your host, Cliff Duvenois. Today, we're talking with Patrick McGee of the President Aquastar Cruises. And before the break, we were talking about the 83-year-old lady who came around and said, you can buy my boat. And Patrick and his brother said, yes, we will. And Patrick, what I would like to do is, you've bought the Aquastar, which that in and of itself is absolutely amazing, but you bought the Aquastar. Talk to us about kind of like that transition process of bringing something that's purely dedicated to cruises. It's now something that you and your brother are focusing a lot of time, a lot of energy, and obviously a lot of money into. But talk to us about what was that like to bring the Aquastar around?
Well, we had a lot of fun with it. As I mentioned, we had a contest to rename it, and then we had to reinvent the vessel itself with its color scheme that mimics the old Aquarama, largest vessel on the passenger vessel on the Great Lakes from the 50s and 60s. So that's where we get our color scheme from. Of course, every year there's great maintenance. We're here today. We've got a lot of guys working on the boat. We're getting new paint this year as we touch up every year, but we're completely painting the entire boat this year. So it'll be fresh for the season, which begins May 23rd. And that's a Thursday cruise. And one thing I wanted to mention is we partner with several breweries throughout the West Michigan area, including Pigeon Hill, Oddsides Ales, Grand Armory. And we feature their beer for a night with giveaways and experts from the brewery to answer any questions. And so the fans of those breweries are always on those cruises. And you can see when they are on our website, aquastarcruises.com. And so there's always a lot of sprucing up to do, pre-season training. We have some new crew members. We have some crew members who've been with us for 30 years.
And that's
you
right.
met one of them today.
Yes.
Captain Ellen. She's been with the boat since its Port City Princess days. And so we've got an experienced crew, but we're always hiring new kids, and we like to the deckhands bring them along, and most of them are interested in a life at sea, you might say. So we are often a stepping stone for kids who end up someday on a Great Lakes freighter.
Right. And when you're talking about like the Port Princess, the Aquastar, did a lot of the events that were happening on the Port Princess transfer over to the Aquastar? Did you guys just completely redo it and say, you know what, we're going to wipe the slate clean, we're going to start all over?
Well, one of our most popular events and the most popular event is our Polynesian Adventure Cruise. And that has been happening with the same group of Pacific Island dancers out of Grand Rapids, a dance group,
right.
A Polynesian dance group. That goes back to the Port City Princess days. And that's one that we continued. The rest of the themed cruises are relatively new. Some of them we've just come up with in the last few years.
Okay.
So we're always adding new ones. One fun one we do we call it the Cops and Kids Cruise. And we get members of the police force, Muskegon Heights, Muskegon County, and Muskegon proper, together with what we'll call at-risk kids in the neighborhoods. And we'll find these kids through clergy and teachers and counselors. And, of course, it's all free. And we have pizza for everyone and a dance-off. And it's a way, with a DJ, it's a way for kids, local kids, to have their have an encounter with a police officer in a fun, relaxed atmosphere, and to be introduced to policemen and policewomen and see that they're you know, the regular people and people you that are approachable. That's been very successful. We do that in August. So some of these ideas for cruises come from crew members. Ellen, who you met earlier today,
right.
The whale watching cruise was her idea. And, you know, of course, that's a bit tongue in cheek, but we'll have a Pirates Kids cruise. We don't do it every year, but we'll probably mix that in this year. Again, that's fun for the kids. We've got a mariachi band that happens in September. That's great. And we have a lot of local bands that have their own following. And I'll tell you, it can be very, very spirited on the boat, or it can be laid back, depending on, you got to check the schedule, see which band's playing that night. So,
right.
And we have a fun Halloween cruise to end it up. And that's always on the second week of October for the last cruise of the season. And that's one of our most popular crews. It can be a little cold out there in October, but everyone's got their costume on and we have a band. And of course we have the whole main deck that's completely enclosed and comfortable with booth seating and high top tables. That's where the restrooms are. And there's a bar there down there as well on the main deck. So, if you have a day in October, you can still go out on a cruise with big windows and enjoy the water from there.
And now, so you talked about how typically the season stops about the second week-ish of October. When do you open your doors?
The week before Memorial Day.
Okay.
This year it's Thursday, May 23rd.
Okay. And now when you're talking about, because you're talking about like all these themes, but you just do regular cruises too, right? If a family just wanted to come and watch the sunset over the water or something else like that, you have also those as well.
That's right. Most of our cruises are regular cruises, often with live music. And so we have those. And the themed cruises are, you know, maybe one of the cruises every week or two. It's kind of spread out through the season. Hey, one that I wanted to mention that's coming up right off the bat on Memorial Day weekend is the Blessing of the Boats. Now that's one that I wouldn't want anyone to miss because it's one of the most spectacular cruises. The Blessing of the Boats, we'll have Father Rob Cook on board to bless each boat after we depart from the dock. We proceed through the channel in a parade of boats, and there are hundreds of boats surrounding the Aquastar, and it's quite a sight to see following
nice.
Us right out the channel. And then they have the ceremonial washing of the lighthouse, where a water cannon blasts the lighthouse each year to wash it off for the season, and that's the sheriff's fireboat gets out there. So we view that, and I gotta say that's quite a spectacle. And then after that, all the pleasure boats file past the Aquastar for their blessing of safety and protection throughout the boating season. Also, we're offering a lunch on that cruise as well, included in your price.
Nice.
That is Sunday prior to Memorial Day.
And it also seems like too, and you kind of mentioned this before, is the 4th of July is a big event as well.
4th of July sells out every year. I'd get your tickets early. We've already sold many. And if you want the best view in Muskegon for the fireworks, well, they're right over. We have the city as a backdrop, and we're out in the lake. And again, it's an all-American holiday. We feature appetizers and food available, included in the price of the ticket. And everybody gets into the spirit with their red, white, and blue attire.
Right.
And have some great music and little John Philip Sousa in there maybe too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watch the fireworks. We stay out a bit late because fireworks are late in the evening, and that's a very popular cruise.
Right. Now, Patrick, if somebody's listening to this and they want to check out more about Aquastar, get some tickets, check out the events that you were mentioning earlier, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. The best way is to go to the website, aquastarcruises.com. And then you can check the calendar there if you have a specific date you're interested, and click on that and you'll see what's happening that day. We're constantly adding more cruises. The calendar is 99% filled out, but we're going to add two or three more specialty cruises, add to the fun. And of course, we have space available for corporate events. It's a great way to get your company out there and have some team building happening. And we have many weddings on board, and they always come back for their anniversary and have fond memories of the Aquastar. So there's a multitude of events, birthdays and anniversaries that people can rent the whole boat. But yes, we do public cruises as well. And by the way, veterans, no charge. Veterans, police, and fire, cool. No charge. All of our regular cruises. Now, we offer a small charge. We do have a small charge for some of the specialty cruises where we offer beer included or food. But for 90% of our cruises, veterans, police, and fire, no charge.
Awesome. Patrick, thank you so much for talking with us today. Really appreciate it. Learned a lot today. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Clifford. I really appreciate you having us on Total Michigan.
And for our audience, you can always roll on over to totalmichigan.com, click on Patrick's interview, and get the links that he mentioned above. We'll see you next time when we talk to another Michigander doing some pretty extraordinary things. We'll see you then.